clowns and terrorists. That sounds like the title of a bad B-movie. But today we're going to be talking about how the two are related and what you need to look out for. I'm Dr. Carol. Welcome to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I am a psychiatrist and your terrorist therapist. I'm here to help you and your family reach your dreams despite living in a time of terror. Well, what do creepy clowns and terrorists have in common? And what is up with this creepy clown phenomenon to begin with? Have you begun to wonder about what's up with creepy clowns? Have you begun to feel scared about the creepy clowns? Have you figured out or just felt that there's some connection to terrorists, but you don't know what? Well, we're going to be talking about that today on the Terrorist Therapist Show. I actually, after hearing and reading and watching, looking on the internet, on the websites and so on, about creepy clowns, I recently tweeted, actually last night, I tweeted creepy clowns equal our psychological defense mechanism to soothe terrorism fears. We turn terrorists into clowns to laugh at and take away their power. Now, I know that's a lot of, what does that sound like? A lot of psychobabble. I'll explain what I'm talking about. Well, there's such a thing as the collective unconscious. And what that is basically, just like we each have a conscious mind and an unconscious mind, society has a conscious and unconscious mind. And certain phenomena are kept in our unconscious mind and fears and so on. Things that make society act in a certain way together, just like our unconscious, an individual's unconscious, makes them act in certain ways. I mean, things from, notably from your childhood, that are stuck in your unconscious mind make you act in certain ways today. So in our collective unconscious, you know, obviously the big thing these days in our collective unconscious is our fear of terrorism. And therefore, our collective unconscious could have created, and I'm suggesting that it has created, this clown phenomenon. Now, as I'll talk about later, the clown sightings, not quite as vicious as what's happening now, but there have been similar, though less prolific, clown sightings in the past, like in the 1980s. But nothing like this. And really what's interesting is that just that, like clowns used to be just funny and wholesome and associated with childhood, and you take the child to a circus and you'd see clowns and you'd laugh and everything would be fun. As the world has become more evil, clowns have become more evil. I mean, there's a parallel between how clowns have been written about in books and shown in movies, and the increase in badness in our world. So, getting back to my tweet, how creepy clowns are our psychological defense mechanism to soothe terrorism fears, what I'm saying is that because we have this underlying fear of terrorism that is in our unconscious, if not our conscious at all times, then by externalizing this, by having people or sort of creating, in a sense, these people popping up as creepy clowns, it is putting our fear of terrorists on the outside. Like it's sort of putting them into a clown shape, a clown figure that, you know, clowns that are popping up, just like terrorists pop up unpredictably all over. These clowns, these creepy clowns are popping up all over. Some of them have been, creating menacing acts, and some of them just stand there staring at people in a very scary way. But so what we're doing, you know, in a sense, this is something that we do normally when we're afraid of something, not just terrorists. We want to put them in a form that we can feel more comfortable with, that we can laugh at, or we can, you know, make smaller so that we're not as scared. And that's essentially what these clowns are, although they are also creepy clowns, you know, which still has the element of terror in them. And so it's a way of laughing at them and taking away their power in the same way that we do that to other things that we're afraid of. So, you know, no one knows yet, including me, what is at the original root. This is a national phenomenon. Do you know that there have been creepy clown sightings in at least 20 states? So this is, you know, serious stuff. Because first of all, you know, another phenomenon that, you know, on the one hand, I'm saying that we're unconsciously creating these creepy clowns, creating somebody to have, or some group, obviously, to have started this phenomenon. And then we have a lot of copycats. The point of this, or one thing that needs to be done is for the investigations to kind of speed up and not just take this not seriously enough. So there, you know, we're creating this phenomenon on the one hand, but also this whoever started this and caused it to multiply is also doing a psychological phenomenon where they are, you know, in their personal conscious or unconscious mind, they are identifying with the aggressor. That means that the aggressor, you know, the person who has the power, who is terrorizing us, or persons, are the terrorists. So by identifying with these terrorists, you know, in the form of creepy clowns, they are acting out their own fears. In other words, you know, an example of this is for bullies, when little kids or big kids grow up in a home where there is abuse, for example, physical abuse, which is where most of the bullies come from, physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, and they are abused. And they identify with the aggressor. In other words, they unconsciously identify with the parent. Usually it's the parent who is abusing them. And then they go out and they abuse other kids. This is a way that they sort of minimize, just like what I was talking about with the clowns, this is a way that they minimize the power of the aggressor by them taking on the power. So whoever has started this creepy clown phenomenon needs to get into psychiatric treatment ASAP. Now, you know, this one of the scary things about this is that, in fact, these clowns could actually be hiding. A real terrorist could actually, not that this is likely, I can't picture, I don't think a real terrorist would dress up in a clown outfit but you never know. You never know. Terrorists are stooping to all kinds of things these days, notably having women and children become suicide bombers. So really, dressing up as a clown is not beyond their reach. They also, perhaps a little more likely, is schools, since a lot of these threats are made over the internet to schools, real school shooters could dress up as clowns and you know, use that as a way of gaining entry to the schools. Now, on the other hand, if it's not a real terrorist or a real school shooter, it's just somebody wanting to pull a prank, which is what a lot of these sightings are, it seems, some of them anyway. People now are, because it's becoming more well known, it's in the news, people are becoming more frightened of these creepy clowns and are feeling as though they need to defend themselves and are attacking the creepy clowns. Now, so far we haven't heard of one being killed, but you know, all of this is not going in the right direction, let me tell you. So, in fact, as I was trying to say, lest you think that my connecting creepy clowns with terrorism is reaching, we had an article recently in the New York Post, October 3rd, in which the NYPD's terror chief assured New Yorkers there's no reason to fear grown men with white painted faces popping up across America. Now, John Miller, the deputy commissioner for counterterrorism and intelligence, said, quote, "Don't believe the hype and don't be afraid of the clowns. Our people who track these threats have found none of these to be credible." Well, you know, he may be eating his words in another week or two. I don't know that it's a great idea to tell people not to be afraid. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you attack the clowns, but I do think that we shouldn't just slough it off as all being a hoax. You just need one clown to not be a hoax. So there were online threats to schools in Queens, and they traced these back to some individuals and some to fake websites. Most of these threats have come on social media. And so he said, needless to say, we're tracking it, but we don't see any real threat here. What does this remind you of, folks? It reminds me of the New Jersey train disaster that I talked about in my last podcast. And again, certainly that hasn't proven to be terrorism yet. And I mean, they're still investigating. But I'm just saying that we shouldn't poo-poo everyone's fears. You know, I know the idea is to not create panic. We just don't want to start, you know, obviously if the head of counterterrorism started talking about how you should have these clowns are terrorists, you know, like what I'm doing, then that wouldn't be good and it could start panic. But, I mean, again, I wasn't really saying that all of these clowns were terrorists, but I'm saying that it's connected to terrorism in that we have, our collective unconscious has created this phenomenon to come out now, and that the people who are, who created this, who are behind this, may well be operating from the psychological phenomenon of identifying with the aggressor being the terrorist. So what's interesting is there were comments to this story, and one person said, what's creepy is that people are actually getting all paranoid about this when there are real criminals to be concerned with. If you had evil plans, the last thing you'd do is wear a costume that stands out from two blocks away. I'm sort of concerned that teens will try to one-up each other with creepier clown antics. And then another person said, remember, there are terrorists around. They can take advantage of the clown's costume and blow your or my family away. Well, did I say that? That only happens in the movies. So you see, these are, you know, that's kind of the point I was making with the train situation, that people, you know, everyday people like you and I are thinking about this connection, even if we don't call it the collective unconscious. And so these things just need to be addressed to kind of calm people down, really, by explaining it all. Now, there's, in fact, you know, another example of how people are connecting it to terrorism, even though everyone's, you know, the head of counterterrorism is saying it has no connection. A school district in New Haven is banning clown costumes and any, quote, symbols of terror during this year's Halloween season, as authorities investigate, blah, blah, blah. So, there we have it. Now, just recently, these creepy clowns have come to California, where I am. And it was all over the radio yesterday. And, you know, we have people and there have been so far two teenagers arrested. One in California. One was arrested on suspicion of making criminal threats against middle and high school students on social media. The teen who took a scary clown picture and posted it on Instagram was arrested at school and booked into a juvenile detention center. Now, this could be one of the ways to cut down on the scary clowns if more of them are arrested. The student who used the Fontana Killer Clown screen name wanted to scare people and see how many followers he could get on Instagram. Then there was a 19-year-old man who, a creepy clown enthusiast and a former high school student, and he was arrested on suspicion of making threats against his high school. So again, you know, this is, it's for people who are doing this, you know, it is a way of identifying with the aggressor, actually not just the people who began this phenomenon, but like even these people who are continuing it, who are actually dressing like creepy clowns, you know, it's because, I mean, it comes down to how we are all feeling so powerless. And whether it's, you know, arming ourselves with guns or dressing up as a creepy clown, these are ways to try to make ourselves feel more powerful. Now, they're not particularly productive ways, but you know, it is a statement that that our country needs to be kept safer. We need more reassurance and more things being done to, whether it's, you know, whether it's against the police, the all the killings of the police, or particularly in regard to terrorism. So, now, in fact, there's a website, I mean, there have been, you know, there are a ton of websites where all these threats are going on, and Instagram, and, you know, all the kinds of social media. And there is still, as of this morning, there is still a Twitter account called Clown Sightings, and it's at Clown Sighting, and there are 80,000 followers, and there are 155 tweets so far. You know, people tweet. I mean, it's really amazing. Some of the things that are posted there, you know, it's everything from clown costumes to people driving in a car, having a camera and driving in a car down a creepy lane, forest dark lane. It's at night. Some of them are during the day and some of them are at night. The night ones, of course, are creepier. But on a lonely lane, and all of a sudden they come upon a creepy clown. Now, you gotta wonder, were they out looking for creepy clowns? Did someone tell them that there was a creepy clown in that neighborhood? I mean, how did they happen to have their camera on? I guess they were creepy clown hunting, which I guess is a new form of entertainment that I'm not necessarily condoning. One, because it encourages more people to become creepy clowns. And two, because some of these creepy clowns have been menacing. So, there are reports all over, as I said, over 20 states, and the White House was asked, Press Secretary Josh Earnest was asked about the recent rash of creepy clown arrests, and he said, "I don't know that the president has been briefed on this particular situation." Well, like, duh, don't you think it's about time? How many more creepy clowns and school closings and lockdowns and so on do they have to be for the president to find out about it? And then he goes on to say something equally, you know, not saying anything. Obviously, this is a situation that local law enforcement authorities take quite seriously, and they should carefully and thoroughly review, you know, perceived threats to the safety of the community, and they should do so prudently. What is, you know, really? Then, in Wisconsin, there was a creepy clown that was part of an independent horror film promotion coming out around Halloween. Then in South Carolina, there was a woman who told the police that a clown stared at her as she walked out of a store. Then there was the children reported clowns were trying to lure them into the woods with money in South Carolina. This is, you know, that was the original report of creepy clowns. That started during the summer, where children were reporting clowns were trying to lure them into the woods with money or with candy or, you know, just try to lure them into them. Kind of like the Slender Man phenomenon. Then schools have been put under lockdown, as I said. There have been various clown threats, too, that they're going to be coming to schools. There are two kinds of clowns. People who have studied this phenomenon in general before this clown epidemic, but people who have studied clowns, you know, as a phenomenon in general, way before this, have described two kinds of clowns: stalker clowns, which are where there are real, these are real clowns, real people dressed up as clowns for fun, and there are real sightings of these people, real people. Now, of course, in the past, you know, when this was described, it was said that these were not a genuine menace. They were a combination of prank and performance art. But you know, that you can't really say that today. For example, there were two teenagers who put on clown masks and carried a big chain to frighten children in a local park. Now, okay, they didn't do anything to the kids this time, but you know what happens. People see these things, these copycats, and they have to take it one step higher in order to get the attention, the world's attention. Then there was a filmmaker in the UK who started dressing up as a clown and posting photos on Facebook as a viral social media experiment. And then there got to be, now this was in 2014, there got to be copycats in Britain and Ireland and France and the US. And then the police in France arrested 14 teenagers who terrorized local residents by dressing as clowns and carrying weapons. I mean, you know, they're asking for it. Well, I mean, if they don't hurt somebody else, they're asking to be attacked themselves out of self-defense. Then the other kind of clown is phantom clown, which is pure myth. Sometimes people make up the sightings, or they spread the rumor that a friend of a friend saw a clown or was abducted by a clown. And usually these reports are by children. And they're hoaxes or legend or schoolyard rumors. It's like Hansel and Gretel. And so, you know, it's coming about now. Clowns have historically been seen originally as something fun and gentle and happy. And then they have taken on a more evil kind of look and demeanor. And it is related to the anxieties, as I've been talking about, that people are feeling, the powerlessness. Now, there were clowns that clowns actually started the phenomenon of a clown actually started in Egypt long ago, and they've come in different forms, and you know, one of the things that is being referred to a lot in this current phenomenon or epidemic of clowns is the movie It, Stephen King's movie It, where there was an exceptionally, well, you know, Stephen King, an exceptionally scary, evil clown. And there have been other movies and stories and so on where there have been progressively more evil clowns. Now, the fear of clowns is called coulrophobia. Coulro comes from an ancient Greek word that means one who goes on stilts. And of course, as I'm sure you've seen, some clowns have gone on stilts or still do go on stilts, and that presumably made them more frightening than clowns who were normal person height. So coulrophobia. Now you can tell people if they start talking about this creepy clown phenomenon, you can ask them if they have coulrophobia, and they'll say, what?
Of course, nowadays, coulrophobia came about because of the exaggerated facial features and body parts like hands and feet and noses, which made the clowns seem deformed. Of course, as you can imagine, clowns, professional clowns, the good clowns, have not been happy in recent years when clowns have been shown in movies and so on as evil, because that is making kids afraid of, and adults for that matter, more afraid of clowns and taking away their livelihood. There was a study done it was a study by Space to Care. They were trying to design a hospital unit for kids. And so they did a study of 250 kids between 4 and 16, and reported that they disliked clowns as part of hospital decor. This was a fairly recent study, so it was after these movies, this proliferation in the 1980s, 1990s, since then, and then of course It, especially the Stephen King film. So where does this leave us? It leaves us, my call to action to you today is just to ask people to not just dismiss this. Ask people who have the potential to investigate, like, counterterrorism people or local police, to not just take this as a hoax and laugh and so on, but to understand this, first of all, as a psychological phenomenon, as I was talking about before, our powerlessness being expressed in a way that gives us the creeps, but in a way that seems more, that we can have a better handle on it than terrorists. So I have, I've come to the letter, and now I personally have not seen a creepy clown. So I, and I'm happy for that. I'm not looking forward to that. I remember certainly being at the circus. I used to go to circuses a lot. And there was always something a little, even when those clowns, I mean, they were doing pranks on each other, and they weren't really doing anything super evil, but there was always kind of a, some clowns more than others, but there was always kind of a holding back, a sense that I felt like I couldn't laugh fully. You know, there was just something a little creepy about them even back then. So here's the Ask the Terrorist Therapist section of the podcast, where I answer your letters and emails. And here's an email from Steve. Steve writes, "My son is 11 years old. He has been planning for months to be a clown on Halloween before this creepy clown craze was around. Now I'm afraid to let him dress as a clown because people may think he's a threat to them and try to attack him. I know he'll be extremely disappointed if I say no. What should I do? Well, Steve, it is a pretty sad state of affairs. I, you know, certainly empathize with you and your son, and, you know, I'm sure there were lots of other kids who, before this, had planned on dressing as clowns. And it is, you know, it does kind of mirror the sad state of our affairs, of our world, that our kids have to question doing something that was seemingly, that used to be, so innocent. And as I was saying before, some school districts are forbidding kids to dress as clowns. But if your school district isn't doing that, or if your son, you know, wants to dress up as a clown, and not in regard to going to school, to a school party or Halloween party, for example, then I suggest you let him dress as a clown, but you go along with him. You know, if he's going to go to a party that's not at the school, for example, and he wants to dress as a clown, he can bring his clown costume to the house where the party is and dress there. It is a little dangerous, especially at night, to let him walk around going trick-or-treating in a clown costume. But I think that that probably, you'll have to make that decision based upon the neighborhood that you were going to be going trick-or-treating in. And I think if you're there and you're not in a costume, that even that should be okay if the neighborhood has been alerted that there might be some clowns. And I suggest you don't make him look too creepy. Try to find a very friendly clown costume. Well, that's it. That's it for sending in the clowns. I'd like to send back the clowns. I think that's what we need to do. We need to start a new protest. Send back the clowns. Well, thank you for listening to the Terrorist Therapist Show. I'm Dr. Carol, your terrorist therapist. And I hope you can stay away from creepy clowns.